Stageworks in Hudson has a reputation for producing cutting-edge theater. Their current offering, the American premiere of Stockholm, elevates that reputation for creating provocative and disturbing theater. This production of Stockholm is an amazing production of a play that is exciting, bold, beautiful, and erotic. It's not a play or a production suited for everyone's taste, but if you like daring theater that will make you think and feel, it should not be missed. Stockholm is about a young married couple, Todd and Kaylee, who are about to leave on holiday to Stockholm. They have everything: a beautiful apartment, successful careers, loyal friends, and what appears to be a solid relationship. However, their life is all about appearances. It soon becomes evident that the Stockholm in the title is not about a place, but it refers to the Stockholm syndrome, which bonds a victim to his abuser. It is probably best known in reference to the Patty Hearst kidnapping, and is often used to explain the behavior of battered wives who stay in brutal relationships. In this case, it is Todd who is Kaylee's victim. She is a woman who is as disturbed as she is beautiful. She has manipulated Todd so he is isolated from family and friends to the point she is the sole focus in his life and a willing victim for her attacks of verbal and physical violence, which always ends with intense sexual intercourse. As a point, though there are moments of extreme sensuality and language in the show, there is no nudity or gratuitous behavior. This is an alluringly beautiful production in which almost every moment is choreographed. The fight scenes are astoundingly physical, and the lovemaking moments are breathtakingly sensitive. These extremes reflect the minds of the character and hint, without justifying, at why they indulge in such dysfunctional behavior. The performances are perfection as they feature two of the bravest performances actors can offer. Jason Babinski plays Todd as a victim about whom we care without forgiving his willingness to stay in a toxic and doomed relationship. Babinski is able to create a complicated man while expertly handling the extreme physical demands of the script. Emily Gardner-Hall is a compelling Callie. She is a dangerous, deceptive, mentally disturbed woman who knows her sexual hold over Todd. Hall is lithe, graceful, and extremely sexual as she creates a character that is hypnotic in her sensuality. As much as you are repelled by her emotional and physical cruelty, you find yourself understanding Todd's attraction to her. The cognitive dissonance between beauty and repulsion is what makes the play so compelling. The production is almost visceral in its beauty, and its insights on addictive behavior are scary. Enriching the experience is the way the play works on so many intellectual levels. The fact that the characters are able to stand outside themselves offering narration on the situation indicates their awareness of what is happening to them. The locations inside their home, attic, main floor, and basement, can be metaphors for the id, ego, superego, that bring a richer psychological resonance to the work. The fact that Kaylee is also the name of the Hindu goddess of death and destruction adds a mythical element to the material. Stockholm is 75 minutes of intense theater. Though not an easy play to embrace, it is a magnificent theatrical experience. Bryony Lavery has written a dense, threatening, and beautiful piece of theater. Director Laura Margulies and choreographer Jennifer Weber bring it to vivid life at Stageworks in Hudson. It is a play demanding an audience. It continues through September 1st at Stageworks in Hudson, 41A Cross Street. For tickets and scheduling information, call 822-9667 or go to stageworkshudson.org. This is Bob Geffert from the Troy Record.